We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's happening? Welcome back. 404-892-2703 to get you into conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot happening. You already know as anything goes Friday, whatever's on your mind is on my mind. Okay. In the studio, no stranger to WAOK and the general community, a friend, a mentor, one of the greatest public servants I know, Congressman Hank Johnson, is in the building. Congressman.
All right.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Hope everybody is doing well out there in the listening audience. And I know you're doing well, Rashad. Always great to be with you.
Always great to have you here and great to be with you. Every time you're on TV, we pause the show and we make sure that we turn right to CNN or C-SPAN. And here's what's great. Congressman, you're always right. You take a moral position and your moral position has so much clarity that it's difficult for anybody to argue against your moral position. They may attack process and methodology, and you know, but no, when you talk, you provide backup, and I appreciate that when you have to address witnesses and Congress and the likes.
Well, thank you. I just do what feels natural to do and say what is on my mind and on my heart. And, you know, these are difficult times that we're living in now. It's like the truth is under attack. And so I feel a necessity to defend truth, stand for justice, try to do what's right, and try to say what's right. Try not to hold my tongue when something needs to be said, but yet to say it in a way that we can still preserve friendships or associations. I don't want to make enemies. I want to make friends.
Sure. You were one of the first congressmen, congresspeople, to call for impeachment.
Well, I was the first Georgia congressman to call for impeachment. My call for impeachment came pretty late in the process. You remember when Rashida Tlaib,
right,
the day she was sworn in, January 3rd, said we're going to impeach the, and then the rest goes on a T-shirt. I'd like to have one myself.
Well, at this point, yeah.
And but I came on after the Ukrainian situation exploded. That was just simply too much need to get rid of this guy, regardless of whether or not it would hurt Democrats. And it became an imperative that we needed to act to protect this nation, because Trump actually put his reelection ahead of the nation's security. And he was willing to sacrifice our relationship with an ally, thus emboldening our adversary, doing that for his own personal well-being. And on top of that, once again, bringing foreign influence into our election process.
Right, and using our money to do it this time, not his.
That's right. So it was such an egregious violation that regardless of the consequences, I needed to stand for impeachment, which is something that many have been standing for long before I got there. But I just happened to be the first Georgia congressman to call for it.
Let me ask you about Chief John Roberts, who oversees the Senate trial impeachment process. What are your thoughts about Justice Roberts?
Well, when Justice Roberts was at his confirmation hearings, he promised to call the balls and the strikes, and he promised not to be a judicial activist. But with his leading the Citizens United case, where they actually took the issues of a case that was on appeal and blew those issues up into something that wasn't even argued by the parties, and then made the parties argue and brief their issue And then it came back with their decision in Citizens United, which resulted in big money.
Right. Further corruption in
overtaking
politics.
Overtaking politics. Yep. In other words, unregulated money now influencing and determining elections. When he did that, it showed me that he had an ideology that he was pursuing. And he and the corporate personhood wing of the judicial branch, and they now control the Supreme Court, doing great disservice to our nation. But here he is serving as a presiding officer over a trial of a sitting president. And, of course, the Chief Justice, by way of the Constitution, is given that responsibility. But anything that he does, any rulings that he makes, can be overruled by a majority of the senators. So he's pretty much a ceremonial figure sitting in this trial. But I respect Judge Roberts as a jurist and as a man, and I think he's a institutionalist. I have to believe that he understands the great damage that Donald Trump is doing to the institutions of our government, and I can't help but to believe that he is just as disturbed as we are.
Yeah, I think so, too. I want to have a discussion about the ceremonial part, because I was saying that, too. I was saying Chief Justice Roberts, his role is ceremonial based on Senate Rule 7. We've only done this trial thing three times, so we haven't done this a lot. But when I read the Constitution, Congressman, and I know you are a legal scholar, I am not, but when I read the Constitution, the role of the Senate Majority Leader is not mentioned in the Constitution for the impeachment trial. Not sure why he has so much power. And the only constitutionally mandated authority during the impeachment trial is the Chief Justice. And the word the Constitution uses is presiding. And presiding typically means ruling authority for a gathering. To overturn the ruling authority of the Chief Justice is proper per the rules of the Senate. But I would like to see a debate if the rules of the Senate can overturn a constitutionally mandated a position or authority. I just have never heard that argued out before.
Well, if the Chief Justice is in his domain in the judicial branch, mm-hmm. Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court rules, then that Supreme Court ruling
is final.
Is final, and it transcends whatever Senate action has been ruled unconstitutional.
Right, because the law can't usurp the Supreme Court's decision.
So the Chief Justice sitting as the presiding officer over a legislative issue, which is what a trial in the Senate is. It's
right.
A legislative issue. Then his role as presiding officer is subservient to the role of the Senate as a body. And the Senate is led by its majority leader. So from that standpoint, the Senate rules. And the Senate has the authority under the Constitution to enact its rules of procedure. Anything that the Senate decides in its place is superior to anything that the Chief Justice, not in his place, would rule.
You're saying because he's basically in a foreign body. He's
that's
not
right.
in his
he's
natural
in the Senate.
Body.
He's not in the Supreme Court.
I like that argument. I think that's a very remarkable argument. Do you think witnesses should be here? Should we have witnesses for this trial?
There's no question about it. There's nothing in the Constitution that prohibits the Senate from expanding the record of proceedings presented to it by the House of Representatives. And good conscience and good practice and common sense dictate that when newly discovered evidence arises or evidence that was unavailable in a House impeachment hearing, when that becomes available, it's common sense that you would want to pursue that information in the Senate. And there is
not if you know your guy's guilty.
Well, and that's the giveaway.
Right.
If you don't want to know what the evidence is going
you
to
shut it down.
What you know the evidence will show.
Right.
If you don't want to hear that yourself and you don't want the American people to hear it, then you go back to your rules and decide that we're not going to have it based on the rules.
Real quick before we go to a break, I know that Republicans are saying if you give us Hunter Biden, we will give you a witness. And that's for political theater. We get that. It's to create a circus and a distraction. I don't believe Hunter Biden should ever testify in a hearing that really has nothing to do with him when you look at the actual charges against the president. But is there any world, Congressman, where you would be halfway okay with giving them a circus act like Hunter Biden in order to get a real witness like John Bolton against the president?
Yeah, I think it would be worth the show. I think it would be worth the show. Put John Bolton in, and he will be the smoking gun.
Yeah.
We'll see the gun actually going off.
during real time.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
And Hunter Biden can come in and be questioned about extraneous matters having nothing to do with what John Bolton has testified or will testify about,
yeah.
And it would just be a great contrast for the American people to see.
Well, you heard it here first. We got more on the other side. We want to talk about Find Your Path to Change, Restoration Resources Fair for Ex-Offenders, presented by Congressman Hank Johnson. We're going to talk about that directly on the other side of the break. Stick and stay. You're getting real with the realest man on radio. What's happening? Welcome back. In the studio, our dear friend, Congressman Hank Johnson, practicing what he preaches. Find Your Path to Change, Restoration Resources Fair for Ex-Offenders. I need everyone who is an ex-offender, a formerly incarcerated person, nothing to be embarrassed about, I'm an ex-offender, a formerly incarcerated individual. We got to be here for each other. Congressman Hank Johnson, out of Georgia's 4th Congressional District, has something huge coming up at Georgia Piedmont Technical College Thursday, February 20th. Let's talk about it, Congressman.
Yeah, well, thank you, Rashad. You know, as we talk about impeachment, I think about all of the unlawful conduct going on in the suites.
Yeah.
I think of all of the white-collar criminals who do their work, do their deeds, never have to pay for it, never get called to account. But yet those, the least of these, are the ones who are caught up in this criminal justice system, which is often a for-profit enterprise for various interests, people making money off of it. All goes back to the 13th Amendment, which allows for peonage to take place in these prisons with folks.
A different form.
Folks working for, you know, less than $2 a day, sometimes less than $1 a day, manufacturing goods that we purchase at some of our retail outlets. And then when people who get caught up in the system seek to leave that system and become productive citizens, it's like they got gum on their shoe that can't ever seem to escape the consequences of an action that took place some point in their past.
Yeah.
And so what this Restoration Resources Fair is all about is to bring our brothers and sisters and others, anybody, you know, my heart goes out to all of the folks who are ex-offenders and deserve a second chance, deserve an opportunity to be productive citizens, deserve to have a job, deserve to have a place to live, deserve to have some health care, deserve to be able to go to college or trade school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, oftentimes they don't know that these opportunities are available. And so I want to make it available to them. And I don't care whether or not you live in the 4th District or not. I'm asking all of your listeners, Rashad, and you pull from all kinds of demographics out there.
Yes.
And when I say brothers and sisters, I'm not talking about blacks. I'm talking about browns, whites, Asians,
everybody. Everybody who can benefit from being here needs to come.
That's right. Yeah. So we're offering an opportunity for folks to come, get some information. There'll be employers there. There will be schools there that offer opportunities for ex-offenders. You'll have an opportunity to explore getting your criminal history or your criminal record straightened out. If there's some things on there that shouldn't be on there, we'll be able to help you with that. If you can get an expungement, and expungements in Georgia are not something that is available to most people.
Right.
But there are those who, like people who've received first offender treatment.
Which I benefited from myself.
Yeah, those folks, there's a lot we can do. There's a lot we can do for people who've been arrested, and that arrest is showing up on your criminal history, and you were never prosecuted for the situation. It never went to a decision. We can help you. And for those who did suffer a conviction, that should be no bar to you becoming a full participant in our society. So even though you may not get your record expunged, we can help you with, your health care issues, both physical and mental health. We can help with addiction issues that you may be suffering from or someone in the household. We'll offer those kinds of resources. People who who've lost their apartments and need a place to live, we can help you with that. So much that we can help you with.
We have employment opportunities, February 20th, record expungement, mental and spiritual guidance, housing and education, transportation, health care, food and support services. All of that is going down on Thursday, February 20th. I need you to mark it on your calendar at Georgia Piedmont Technical College Conference Center. Here's the address, 495 North Indian Creek Drive, 495 North Indian Creek Drive, Clarkston, Georgia. Here's what I need you to do for more information. You can go to hankjohnson.house.gov, hankjohnson.house.gov for more information, or call 770-987-2291, 770-987-2291. I'm going to give that number one more time. 770-987-2291. MARTA is donating MARTA cards for those who attend.
That's right.
Wow. Food from the Atlanta Food Bank. And is it Overcomer's House?
It is.
Yeah, beautiful. You got a one-stop shop here, Congressman.
That's right. We want to work with you, Rashad, and others who do the work of our community to make sure that the least of these have what they need in order to make it in our society.
We're thankful.
We are.
Yeah.
I am very thankful to you.
Well, we try to do what we can do to partner with amazing programs and people like this, because this can be life-changing for so many people. All they got to do is show up.
And Rashad, you are a living example of what can be achieved by someone who has the will, the drive, the determination, and the support system to become bigger than you have ever been before as a person.
And Congressman, I got to say, on a personal note, years ago, when really nobody wanted to touch me, Congressman Johnson gave me a job. He gave me a job, and I was reminded. It comes to me a lot, but I was reminded on Monday on Dr. King celebration. I was the keynote speaker for Piedmont Healthcare. Piedmont Healthcare held their first ever Dr. King celebration. And we had all of these people packed out the Rich Auditorium. They live streamed my speech to every single Piedmont hospital in the state of Georgia. Over 23,000 people saw that speech. And I get to speak in a lot of places now, all across the country, right? But what you did for me in that pivotal moment of my life made such a difference. And I got to say this to everyone listening. This is a man who happens to be a public servant, but he practices what he preaches every day. And I appreciate you, Congressman.
Well, thank you so much, Rashad. You're paying it back every day. When I look at you, I have nothing but pride and love for what you have been able to achieve, and I support you 100%. And I want to do that with all of the attendees at this event coming up. And I look forward to you participating.
I'll be there. I'll be there the whole time. Looking forward to it, and we'll talk more about it in the days to come. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you.
All right, News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.